The reality is that if you are working, if you're studying, if you're trying to run a business, public transport, sadly, isn't an option for most people in our county. You have to have a car. The electric infrastructure just really isn't there. It's not a possibility. So, you know, if you add on, I mean, the whole issue of carbon tax, that is supposed to punish people for not taking better alternatives. Well, in places like where we're from, you don't have those alternatives. They're not real alternatives around you. If you look at, it's not just in isolation that these increases are there. You add them on to energy costs, electricity costs, food increases. I mean, the people that we represent, everywhere they turn, they're getting squeezed. You know, people are really struggling and making tough decisions, you know, in terms of their lives. With this issue now, I mean, it's dread, you know, when you talk to these families, when they're looking at that petrol pump and it's going up and up from week to week, up and up, back up towards that level, that dreaded sort of €2 level again. So we're appealing to you to listen to us, particularly from the parts of the country where we come from, around the border, rural areas, where people have to get by. And this difference, you know, is huge for people. People, you know, say to me, you know, they hear about reports about, you know, surplus and full employment. We've never had it so good. That's not what they see in their lives. That's not their lived experience. What they see is that they just can't make the numbers add up every week.